What is the flipping story, homies? Day 31. The penultimate day. The penultimate marathon. Yeah, I can't believe it. I can't believe that tomorrow Project 32 comes to an end. I suppose physically comes to an end anyway. I think it'll live on, you know, through many different mediums, especially in my own memories. We had a great day in Waterford today, for many different reasons. We had great support from the very beginning. So wonderful to see so many nice people come out and make the effort. And actually people from, actually, I have to say a big thank you to Chris McGrath, Chris Pockets, for coming out. He's actually living in East Cork, and he said, you know what, I'd say there's probably going to be loads of support for Connor on the last marathon, so I'll come out to this one and I'll be part of it. And thank you so much for that. Thank you to Elia, my new Italian friend, who came out as well. And he ran a couple of kilometers with us today, so it was absolutely fantastic to have you both involved and take part. And Chris nearly did about 35 kilometers today. It was tremendous. It was just great to meet you guys and have that support there. So it's great to finally meet you as well, Elia, after, you know, speaking with you online for so long. And you know, you were telling me about you that you had an injury for 2 years that kept you off your feet and kept you from running for 2 years, and just the kind of emotion behind that, and you know, the long road back to recovery. It's always a fairly difficult one, but a one that is so rewarding, and one that you can learn from and bring forward in your day to day, you know, in no matter what you're talking about, every facet of life, you will be able to use this and use that resilience that you've built. So thank you so much, guys, for coming out. And I had first ever out of the 31 days, I had the first ever person join me wearing a weighted vest, which I thought was absolutely class. Clara Hogan, you may have known her as number 6 in Special Forces Ultimate Hell Week, who was one of the final three, myself, Clara, and Ellen. Ellen, just want to say a side note, Ellen, well done on UTMB. You did absolutely phenomenally well, and I was delighted to see you so happy and jolly at the finish. Very, very typical of you that you just motor on through it and just do so well and have a smile on your face the whole time. But Clara showed up today and wore weight inside in the weighted vest and did the marathon like an absolute champ. Didn't want to take any water or anything or fuel on for the day because just has never done it. But luckily, me and my father were able to talk her into drinking water and eating salt tabs. So we helped you that much. But it was absolutely amazing to see you out there running. We were running the whole day together, chatting back and forth, having a bit of a laugh. And then it was so strange, but in the last like 3.5 kilometers, we didn't say really a word. We said about 4 words to one another and we just ran. And we let each of us kind of take each other and kind of feed off of each other's energy to move forward for the last couple of kilometers is what I was going to say there. But I had been talking away there for about 4 or 5 minutes without recording for absolutely no apparent reason. I don't know why I stopped recording. So we finished out the last couple of kilometers very, very strong. And we just kept pace with one another, and it was weird. We were actually in sync with each other. Our steps were following one another for a very, very long time, and we just drilled it home. Just drilled it home. It was absolutely, it was an incredible thing. And Donica was behind the two of us with my dad, and he was holding up his watch. He was holding up his watch to show my dad what pace we were doing. We were doing 4:15, 4:20 minute pace, and just rocking out the last couple of kilometers. And I think it was absolutely amazing to see Clara, first of all, finish up the marathon so well, carrying that weight, and barely fueling whatsoever, like drinking a bit of water. We were kind of actually nearly forcing her to drink water and eat salt tabs, because she was like, "Oh no, I never do. I never drink water or eat anything or anything on runs." And I was like, "Well, that changes today. You have to do that." And she finished out so strong. And then also for me to finish out in such a way after 30 marathons before that, it just, yeah, it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. It was a fantastic moment, and we brought it home really, really strong. And I have to say thank you very much to the O'Keefe side of the family for showing up down in Waterford in one of my counties of lineage. My dad is from Lismore, and it was great to have the O'Keefes out in force today, and like there to welcome me back to the finish and to be there to witness that, and to show me some love, and for me to show love back to them. So thank you so much to everybody for coming out and sharing that moment with me. Today was magnificent, and it was strange that you know, that today is the second last day. Tomorrow we wake up, we do another marathon, and then that's it, you know. But I do think that I think that Project 32 lives on. Will live on regardless of whether it's physically been done or not. And obviously it's going to live on through, let's say, the documentary that the guys from 528 Creative are doing. It'll live through that, and it'll live on from that, and live on in my memory, it'll live on in other people's memories that, you know, have been affected positively by the project and have, you know, gained some sort of an insight or some sort of a nice thought from the project itself. So like I really do think that it's just a wonderfully important thing to do as well, just to, you know, for me, you know, it was very important for me to do it. So I really enjoy doing it, and I'm just going to enjoy tomorrow very much so, and I'm going to take everything in. It's going to be brilliant, because tomorrow we finish in the Lee Fields, and back in 2019 I started to do 5 a.m. runs, 5 kilometer runs at 5 a.m. And we used to meet in the Lee Fields all throughout the year, and you know, we'd all meet up inside in the car park and run our 5k together, and before the world had really woken up, and drink West Cork coffee and just have a chat. I remember one December we had a TFS 5 at 5, and it was a December day, and it was raining, it was cold, it was dark, but people were just standing there chatting, holding cups of West Cork coffee, you know, and just didn't give a shit. People would have stood there all morning, just enjoying the whole, I suppose, atmosphere that was created. It was just such a positive thing, and it's great that tomorrow we're going to be finishing up Project 32 in the Lee Fields after just, you know, such a whirlwind of a 3 years trying to get there to the end. You know, we're going to finish it up in the same place. I'm sitting here next to Mel and the bump, and it's so lovely to that Mel has been such an important part of Project 32, as I've mentioned before. Yeah, guys. And you know, it's like even talking to especially men that I've been talking to throughout Project 32, and saying that Mel has been so supportive of Project 32 and being 8 months pregnant and still being supportive of it. Everybody that I've spoken to who finds sport to be an important part of their lives, or finds, you know, doing something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, maybe like training for Ironmans and all of this kind of stuff, that the support of a partner is something that is absolutely just hugely necessary. And I've got that in spades. I'm incredibly happy to be with somebody like that, and someone who can back you for your dreams, and I'll back her for hers. And going to see Mel take on Everest Base Camp next year. It's going to be absolutely wonderful to see her do that and to enjoy it so much. So I'm really, really looking forward to that, and I think that it will be something that she will keep with her for a very, very long time as well. And it'll be my turn to be at home and to show Cooen other aspects of life as a still a very young boy. So I'm really looking forward to that on both ends of it. On me as a father and me as a partner, I'm really looking forward to that and what the future brings. And really looking forward to meeting this man that's, you know, inside this bump right now. So there's a baby in there. Look, I'm not gonna keep this going on much longer. I had it almost recorded, and it decided to shit the bed, basically, and not work. So, yeah, tomorrow is the last day, and tomorrow that means the last marathon, the last podcast, but only the last of those things of Project 32. I still get up. And I still live the life that I like to live every single day. And that's what really counts. And that's what really I'm going to enjoy. Because a lot of people have asked me, what are you going to do when you finish? What are you going to do? What's next? What's next? I goes, do you know what's next now? Sitting down on the couch and chatting with Mel about welcoming this boy into the world and just enjoying that part of life. And it's so great to be in such a good position in my life that I'm not afraid of the end of Project 32 and like oh, what will happen, my mood and all that kind of stuff. I am so grateful for life, just life, nothing in particular, just life. My life is so beautiful that I cannot drop off in mood because Project 32 finishes, and I just don't tend to be like that anymore. I take it in my stride. I'm not even as emotional really about things anymore. You know, I just kind of let these things happen and enjoy them and feed off of them and let them fuel me for further days and further things and further thoughts and ideas. So I'm very much looking forward to tomorrow. So I'm going to get some sleep, some well-needed rest, and I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody. I put it up on Instagram, guys. But Mel just said, where can people meet you? You can meet me in Glanmire GAA Football Club at between 8:45 and 9:30. We'll be leaving at 9:30 and heading into town. And that is that. Oh, nearly made it to the end without any yawns, and just got one out there. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for supporting. I hope that people who have listened to every single episode of this podcast, because there is one, there is somebody out there that has listened to every single one every day. I really do hope that I bump into you at some point in time. And there's been so many people that have said to me throughout this whole endeavor. Oh, I actually saw you before, but I didn't want to say hi, or I actually came across you at this place or that place, and I never said anything. Please say something. Come over, introduce yourself. Tell me about you. I know what I'm up to, but I don't know what you're up to. So, yeah, tell me who you are, what you're doing, and what you love to do, what drives you mad, and what keeps you going. So if I see you tomorrow at the marathon and you want to say hi, come up and say hi to me, because tomorrow is a day of absolutely zero rushing and 100% about soaking soaking in Project 32 and soaking it all in. So looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. Peace and love, Con.